Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
We're back from the SEC Championships, the indoor championships, that is, in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, just give us some thoughts about the SEC indoors in Fayetteville.
Well, we had quite a few things that went well for us. And as far as, individually and on the women's side, the men's team, we had a nice, really solid individual performance, but I was a little down on the team because I felt like we're a little bit better than that. And I guess I should probably start with what our goals were. You know, we've been slowly kind of climbing the ranks in the league. And our goal going in was to get both teams above 40 points. And we felt like that would put us solidly in the middle of the pack, which I thought was pretty good for where we are, talent wise and historically in the league, at least recent history. So we fell short of that goal on the men's side, obviously, but on the women's side, we were really happy. And I think the women's team has an opportunity to really bounce from here.
All right, you get a championship on the final day of competition.
Yes.
Ajay wins the 16. He's a freshman for you, Coach.
Yeah, well, you know, clearly Auburn has a history in the 60. I think three out of the last four and Auburn athletes won the indoor 60 on the men's side. And honestly, and I guess it'd probably be pretty important for me to address this particular issue. You know, our defending champion, Faber Shea, didn't compete. Faber's got a discipline problem that we're trying to work on. We're trying to handle that internally. So that rendered him unavailable because Faber was the prohibitive favorite. Pardon the pun there. We have a really good men's sprint group. And quite honestly, Ajay's been the most consistent throughout the year. And I think that consistency paid off. As far as the whole group is concerned, I was a little disappointed because I felt like we could get two guys in that final. Azeem failed to make it, and he was in position in the preliminary round, and he got passed right at the end that kept him out. And a little disappointed in our performance in the 200 because our guys are better than the way we performed. But that's something that I think will improve over time. And if we can get that group together, clearly will be one of the top four, top five teams in the league as far as the conference is concerned.
That was the final day of competition in Fayetteville. Coach, if you would, just pick and choose a couple more highlight performances for the Tigers over the 2 days in Fayetteville.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I was very pleased with the women's performance. Now, going in, I guess I probably need to speak a little bit to my philosophy. When you get to the championship portion of the season, typically about 30% of the kids at the meet will perform better, 30% will do about the same, and 30% will perform worse than they have all year, what their predicted performance will be. The women's team clearly had a number of athletes who performed better or about the same. So with that being said, obviously our big highlight on the women, in my opinion, was Paula Gravogel in the pentathlon. She stepped up and placed second last year. She was injured, didn't score. Outdoors kind of had a flub up in the heptathlon and didn't score. But to place second for us was huge. And then some people that you might not be familiar with, Camilla Gomes in the mile. We hadn't had an athlete score in the mile in many, many years. I was really excited about the fact that we were able to just kind of string together enough athletes to score 40 points and finish in the top half of the conference, which is probably our highest finish, which, if I remember correctly, is our highest finish since 2012.
Okay. All right. Next up for the Tigers is the NCAA indoors. This will take place in Boston. We will further preview that next week. Just talk about training between now and heading up to the Northeast for the NCAA indoors, Coach.
Well, first, we got to get a few more athletes qualified. I want to go back and mention Vimbaiva Masvara. I'm sorry about that. In the 400, because she did break the school record in the 400 meters. First of all, we got to get a few people qualified. That hasn't happened yet. We're going through the declaration process as we speak. I'll know more about who's going, who's not later on this afternoon. But it looks like, from projecting, it looks like we certainly have two in Sanaa Barnes and Simone Johnson. Vimbai may get in based on a couple of scratches. So it looks like we'll have a group of three women. And unfortunately, it all depends on whether we can resolve this discipline issue with Faber. Faber's qualified, but it hasn't been determined whether he's going to compete or not.
All right. We look forward to having you on Tiger Talk Thursday night out of Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Look forward to talk a little more track and field on the show on Thursday night at 6.
Looking forward to it. And I think I'll have a much clearer picture where we are then. So you got to tune in if you want to get the story.
That's exactly right. Coach, thank you for the visit. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
Great. War Eagle. Thank you. Good talk with you, Andy.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.